irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, October 14th. We're back with you on a... What kind of a day is it, Jen? Outside.
A gross one.
I know. I can't even begin to define.
Hey, you like changes in weather. This is not my jam.
I do, but not this kind of change, Jen. I like changes in weather as far as rain.
You're like Goldilocks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, this isn't like rainy enough for you. It's not sunny enough for you. It's not...
When did I ever say that?
Just now. This is not your favorite, but yet.
You know. No, it's not my favorite, no. No, I just like rain. I just like rain.
I hope you get the rain that you desire.
I know, and I will. I will. I know we will. A lot of people are talking about it, having a rainy winter, so we probably will. But today is just muggy and yucky. And
It's yucky.
It's yucky.
Definitely yucky.
That's what it is. We try to define it scientifically here.
I mean, my vocabulary is just expansive. Yucky.
How you doing, Jen?
I'm great. How are you?
Have you decided to give me a hard time before we even started this morning or what?
We're started. It's hard time now.
Yeah.
And go.
Okay. So Jen's going to have her show today. We also have a great guest sitting here, and we'll get to him in a few minutes and talk all about dating until we're blue in the face.
My favorite.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Did you color your hair or something?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe it's just
the
way you...
That's such a man thing. My hair has looked like this for now 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's the hairstyle or something. But I mean, I'm seeing like highlights kind of or whatever in the front.
They're there.
She's like...
That's cool. At least you noticed.
At least I noticed.
That's all
thing,
I can ask.
You know? That's the thing. Yeah. And sometimes you're not sure, so you don't ask, you know. But I mean... No, it's not like it occurred to me or anything before that.
Well, so, thank you for noticing my highlights.
You? All right. She's going to give me a hard time today. It's going to be that kind of a show. I'm glad, I'm glad we're not alone in the room. So we're going to take the next couple of days off.
Oh, you are too?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And so just to let the listeners know.
I'm going to a wedding. That's why.
Jen's going to a wedding.
Yes.
You love weddings.
Do I?
Well, you go to a lot of them. I would imagine you like them.
They're obligatory.
Yeah, but still. You
have family, therefore you go to their weddings.
Yeah, but what if you don't like weddings? Maybe you don't go, right?
I don't know. Then you're that weird family member that's like kind of a downer.
Right.
You're like a curmudgeon. Like you don't like weddings.
Right. Exactly.
Can't dislike weddings and then host a dating show.
Right. There you go, you know.
But yes, I'm going to my cousin's wedding in Asheville, North Carolina.
Cool. You have a lot of cousins.
Yep.
Yeah. So good. So that's a lot of weddings.
Especially because we're now of age, so.
That's true. And you're all close in ages?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What about... the debate last night.
Yeah.
Did you get to watch it?
I was just waiting for you to bring it up.
Well, I barely watched it. So
really?
I just brought it up because it's in the news, you know.
Oh, I watched a good amount of it.
You watched a lot of it?
Yeah.
I had to work and I forgot to record it, but I saw a lot of... They re-ran it all the time at night.
Oh.
So I saw some parts of it. But go ahead. So you're probably more informed about it. How were you impressed with it?
I think Hillary did a great job.
Really?
Yes.
That's what I hear.
But she's great at speaking.
Right,
so,
exactly.
I mean, I can imagine. And also, she was like up against three people you didn't know.
Right, who you know they're not going to win.
And Bernie Sanders, who sounds like Steinbrenner from Seinfeld. I mean, how can anyone take that guy seriously?
That's true, yeah. And besides, you know, I don't think America is ready for a Jewish president yet.
No, but we'll take a woman.
Happen. Yeah, we'll take a woman. But yeah, I mean, the no Jews here, right? But so Jared is laughing. Jen, so what, did Bernie Sanders say anything interesting?
Yeah, several things.
Yeah.
And But he says it with an act, like his like Jewish accent.
Right.
And then exactly. You're just like, oh, okay, Steinbrenner. Go take care of the baseball team instead. But he had interesting things to say, and he and Hillary had an interesting rapport, and they like got along, and they had a lot of things they agreed upon. Yeah. I thought Martin O'Malley? Martin something?
There is O'Malley.
That guy.
Right.
He was interesting.
Was he?
He had very strong points, and he was eloquent in the way he said them. And I mean, I was kind of into him. I was like, you would be a great, you know,
president
or a candidate at least. Yeah. You'd make this interesting at least. Wow. But I don't know that he stood out that much in comparison to you know, Hillary. And
so it's pretty much Hillary's show. I mean, it's not like she's got a lot of competition.
Right. And then, of course, the whole thing is like overshadowed by, will Joe Biden run? And
right. Exactly.
Do you want to like make, I don't know, how do you run but not go to the Democratic debates? What is he waiting for exactly?
Oh, well, he's not sure that he wants to run. That's at least what he says. And because, look, he lost, I think he tried, twice, to run for president and
didn't get
the nomination. Yeah.
Oh.
So
is that how he ended up as vice president?
No, it wasn't in this recent one, but years ago he did.
Right.
I remember in the primaries. And actually I read upon it, so I think it could be twice that he didn't win. But at any rate, he didn't get very far. But I think right now, you know, at least the people that love Obama are going to vote for him blindly, you know. So he's going to get a lot of people and that like the status quo and want it to continue the same, you know. But and that's why people are saying that he'll be her biggest contender if he joins.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Right. And he doesn't have much time left, so he's going to have to make up his mind soon.
Right.
Right. But, I mean, did you find it to be as interesting as the Republican debate, or was it less so?
I found it to be more interesting because there were less people, and there was a lot to cover, and there was, I mean, it was only five people up there.
Right.
So
they were able to go more into in-depth?
Yes, and it was less like a bashing situation, and I think at some point they even brought up Hillary's emails, and she was just like, well, do we really want to talk about my emails? Do you want to talk about things that I can do for the country?
Right. And then what's his name?
Bernie Sanders had something to say about that, too.
Right, and he said something good about it, right? Like, leave her alone?
Right.
Yeah.
Which I see, like, and this seemed a lot more civilized and less high school than the show we saw with the Republicans.
Right.
That was just absurd to me and, like, an embarrassing situation.
Well, but if you took Trump out of the equation, it wouldn't have been that bad, you know?
Right, but then also take him out of the equation.
Yeah, it's not easy, right?
Right.
Not at this point, yeah.
I found it very distracting when Anderson Cooper would cut people off and he would say thank you, like while they're still talking, and just obviously because of time restraints. So he would try and cut them off, but it was like, they're not done. They're saying something important, and you literally just cut that guy off, but not Hillary. And they would comment on it. What's his name? Webb was like, hello, I still have things to say.
Really?
And you don't ask me. So I'm going to take my time and use it very carefully.
Yeah.
So let me talk. So Anderson would be like, thank you. And then he'd be like, continuing to talk. And then Anderson would be like, well, when he would say things like, you don't give me any time to talk. You don't even ask me questions. Anderson would say, well, you signed up to the terms of this agreement.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? How does it? How? Let the man talk.
Yeah.
Why is he up there if you're not going to let him talk? It's dumb.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's true. Oh, well, you know, politics. We'll see how that turns out. But it's definitely far from over.
It's kind of funny, though. Like, I mean, politics are a serious thing, but also it's kind of funny. Like, this is their job.
Right.
They're just doing their job like anybody else is doing their job.
Right.
Their job's a little more serious, though, than our jobs.
Yeah.
But to see them all, like, interact with each other and have, like, human qualities.
Yeah.
They're like, it's my turn to talk.
Right.
Mwah.
That's probably why they have the debates, you know, so you can see them from different perspectives and everything.
I find it quite interesting.
But so, you're right. No, absolutely.
Even if you're not interested in politics, just watch because it's interesting on human character.
Entertaining. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it. We have a lot to talk about today, so we're going to bring in our guest now. We have Jared Zavistowski in the studio. Welcome to the show, Jared.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Jared is the host of Modern Male Radio, which is on here on the video channel every Thursday at 8.
Mm-hmm.
right here on LA Talk Radio. And it's an amazing show. You always have great guests, especially beautiful women. And Jared is very attractive, so he has no problem attracting the women. And so it makes for a popular show. Because and I think that's a good way to open the discussion today, by saying that, would you agree, Jared? I mean, because sometimes I do like thought experiments and stuff like that, like I'm friggin' Einstein or something, right?
Yeah.
But I think the ultimate driving force for every man is a woman, to get a woman. What would you say? Like the ultimate, like, you know, the reason that people work hard, succeed in business and athletics and all that stuff, I think ultimately it's to get the woman. What do you think?
Well, there's definitely that need there. I've sat down and thought about this extensively, and I think that it's actually biological. We're pre-programmed to seek out and find a more attractive mate. And what is attraction? You're attracted to what would breed better. So beauty is kind of an indication that this person is going to give me better children or whatever.
Right.
So when you actually strip away all the frivolous stuff, you know, yeah, men go out there, they work, and a man can kind of, if he, you know, if he's not super good looking, he can go out there and he can make $1 million and he can kind of provide a level of comfort for a girl that sort of outweighs her attraction to him. This is a man that's going to provide for me. He's going to take care of me, and he's actually meeting her biological needs.
Mm. Gotcha. Well, what do you think, Jen? Do you think, I mean, because I've told you this before, like, you know, I mean, Jared, would you agree? I mean, you see like a very beautiful woman and stuff, and it's like everything's out the window. That's all you focus on, right? I mean, does that happen to you too? I mean, like where you feel like you don't know what I'm going through right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Do you,
I mean,
get that?
Definitely. And it's funny because you mentioned, you know, me being an attractive male. I wasn't always treated that way or that way.
Mm.
I definitely grew into it. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was so socially awkward and weird, and I had so many different emotional problems. You know, I was very, very bipolar when I was a kid, and that caused me a lot of problems in school. That caused me a lot of problems in life. And then, you know, I was on a lot of medication, and those medications made me fat. And
wow.
I not only had to learn how to be, you know, good with women, but I had to learn how to be a human being. At one point in time, it was like, oh, that's, and I just troubleshot what was socially acceptable so many times over that, you know, at some point I became normal enough to where people couldn't tell. And then I went into the, okay, why can't I get the girl I want? What's up with that? Especially when people make comments like, oh, you're so handsome, you could probably get any girl you want. And I'm like, that's not fucking true at all.
Exactly. And it has nothing to do with looks, right? I mean, the thing is, and that's what we're going to talk about also, and you talk about that as well,
mm-hmm.
is that it's not so much about the looks as it is about everything else, right?
Well, and there's a countermeasure there too. When you get, you know, the pendulum swings. So you get to a point where you're like, you're good, and a girl's like, okay, awesome. There's a few things about him I can fix, but this is, you know, and he's open. That's cool. And then you've got all the other elements in there. But when you get to the point where everything's on lock, and all of a sudden, you know, you're very, very good with women then become scared of you. And then they get intimidated and they don't want to talk to you, cuz they're like, I don't want to fucking hang on to that guy. You're a player, you're this. They start to make judgments and assumptions. So then you have to deal with that when you start actually dressing well and you're smooth, you know, you start getting the social dynamics now where you actually interact with women well. Then they pick up on that and they're like, "Oh fuck."
Yeah. So Jen, I mean, do you run into like guys that feel awkward talking to you, approaching you? Do you experience that?
She does, but she probably doesn't know it.
Or do you only confident guys?
No, there's both. Also, this, I'm attracted to super charming guys, which now I'm like, stay away, like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
What,
like,
from charming guys? Really?
Yeah.
So what's charming to you? I mean, what would...
answer your question, yes, I encounter awkward men.
Yeah.
Like just the other night, I was at my girlfriend's, at Lauren's birthday, and some guy, like this tall, lanky... young human walked up to me and he was like, can I dance with you? And I'm like, are you, how old are, what?
Whoa.
Can you dance with me? We're like in a bar where people are just talking. No one's dancing.
Right.
And I was like, sure, you may have this dance, but like later. Because I'm mid conversation and dealing with like a bunch of shit. So, and they were like serving the cake in that moment. I'm like, this is the weirdest time to be asking me to do anything.
Yeah.
You're going to get a no, but I'll be nice because that was cute of you to ask. So let's table that. I'll dance with you later. Mm-hmm. But then I ended up having to like another friend came. I'd entertain that friend, and then we ended up leaving, and it was a whole thing. And like, he just kept asking. What? He's like, now can I dance with you? I'm like, the lights are on.
Ooh, yeah.
There's not music any. There's nothing happening now. So I appreciated his persistence and the fact that he even had the guts to ask me to dance. But I was like, that was really weird.
And see, that's the thing with the guts. You know, women are, they appreciate persistence and and they'll oblige based on a man's persistence or whatever. But you know, and give him a shot. So like, oh, you know, it's cute. It's like a puppy dog. You know, But back to what Sam was saying, this guy literally, he from the second you walked in or whenever he saw you, he was just like, oh my god, I'm in love with that girl. I want to marry her. Oh my god, do you think she'd dance with me? And he's going over in his head and he's shaking and he's getting really nervous. And he went over to the bar. He had three drinks. He came back and he was like, all right man, now's the time to make the move now. And he's not even fucking functioning with what's going on. There's nothing going on but you and his journey, his battle to master himself to get over there to talk to you.
Yeah, there was very little logic because I'm like, the lights are on, there's no music playing, how are we gonna dance?
And that does go away at some point, like especially as you get older, I've noticed. But you know, there are so many guys that, I mean, they pretend like they're confident, they can play at it, but I mean, they're still nervous. I mean, I still get nervous sometimes when I talk to a girl and she's really pretty and I know that the situation isn't going to warrant that. It's like, fuck, okay, how do I socially engage with this human being in an environment that's explicitly inconducive to us, you know, socializing? How do I bridge that gap? And my techniques are much more subtle now.
Good. Well done.
Yeah.
So, God, I had this important question for you. I just lost it, but it'll come back.
It'll come back.
But, why do you think the more beautiful the woman is, the more nervous the man gets? Why do you think that is?
I think that's God playing a joke on us.
You think so?
but
it's true. You know, I mean, the thing is that, go ahead.
Honestly, you know, men are taught to master themselves in all these different areas, but we're not without anxiety. And I think that that's a thing that people just, they kind of think that guys are like these impervious, you know, creatures that are just running out there and dominating our environment, you know, and we're just good at that. But I mean, the first time I ever did anything in sports and in anything new, I was fucking terrified before I did it. Mm. And a lot of guys won't admit that. They'll be like, no, I was never scared, because they want to be that alpha thing. They want to be that stoic male. But the truth is, guys feel the same way that girls feel, and guys have anxiety. And now with the millennial generation, that anxiety and awkwardness is actually becoming cool, and it's becoming funnier, and it's becoming more attractive to kind of like open up and be like, yeah, no, I'm just as awkward about this as you are. And we're finding that the social gender roles are actually breaking down. So women, you know, what's innately male and innately female are the only two things that are standing. And all the things that made a man, you know, throughout society, these things that built up, and all the things that made a woman are slowly starting to break down. Mm-hmm. And we're finding that we're very, very similar. There aren't many differences between men and women. So it's like, you know, what trips me out is, how do women not get intimidated when a guy comes up and starts talking to him? Well, I've talked to girls after this, and they're like, dude, when you came up and started talking to me, I lost my voice. I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, wait, so you got nervous too? Because you looked like you just kind of gave me a look. And I was like, she's like, no, I didn't know what to say. And I was like, oh, wow, so I get that too, you know? But guys are taught to be persistent. They're taught to get out there. You know, they're taught to go and, you know, find the goal, get the goal, you know, get the girl, girl, whatever. And it's totally just flying through.
Sorry. No, it's okay. I'm periscoping.
You both periscoping.
She's periscoping, me periscoping. Yeah. Actually, I'm
it's
on.
Like Inception.
I'm on Friend Life right now.
I know what that is.
But, to answer your question specifically, it was the question was
why is it the more beautiful the woman is, the more anxious people get? You know, it's like
we get nervous too.
No, I know.
That's what you were saying.
But you know what they say, and then they say, well, you know what? Actually, the beautiful women don't get a lot of guys because they're intimidated.
Exactly.
My question is, why are we intimidated?
Because you think you're going to fail, so you don't even try.
Right. And why do we think we're going to fail with a beautiful woman, though?
Because she gets offers from everybody because she's beautiful. I don't know. his
there's that
ego.
And then there's also that we don't feel like that we have the qualities enough to get her, and that goes back to confidence. That's why beautiful women respond to a guy who's super confident and self-assured, because what she's not responding to isn't his confidence. It's the in order for a human being to have developed that kind of confidence, he has to have gone through, you know, many numerous testing experiences. He has to have been around girls like that. And she immediately feels comfortable with him because he understands how to handle her. And if he understands how to handle her, in her subconscious, she's going, oh, wow, so he's been with other women like this. He must be someone of value.
Mm, yeah.
And when guys are like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful, she's out of my league, it's like because he isn't self-developed enough. And that's a big, big part of my show is instead of teaching these guys, like, you know, pickup artist community, they teach these guys to, you know, rehearse these lines and go out there and pick these girls up, and they teach them to kind of trick a girl's emotional psyche into believing that they have these qualities that a developed, experienced man would have. Mm. So they're basically like masking it, and they're doing all these things to kind of like to pretend in her mind that they are this person, and that's why it doesn't work.
Right.
I mean, sometimes it works. Don't get me wrong, but
right.
The guys that are the best at it have a whole legion of minions that are learning from them, and that puts them on a pedestal because it's like they're doing this every day. They're getting out there. They're teaching these guys, so that puts an immense amount of value on them.
Right. And that's that pickup artist community you were talking about.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Have you heard about that, Jen? That there's like pickup artists. I mean, they call themselves
pickup artists.
And they write books, and they have like clubs and and right and workshops.
Sam, there have been movies made about this.
Yeah.
Okay. She's looking at me like, "What are you talking about?"
Because we've also had this conversation.
We did.
Yes, Sam, and you're reading the book, The Manual, and we've talked about this.
It was not. Oh,
the sample. I've read that book. Right. Well, can you talk to Sam about this? Because yesterday he was saying he read a sample from it just yesterday.
Right. No, the sample, but we didn't talk about pickup artists like
we have.
Per se.
Yeah, no, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's okay.
So
we'll talk about it again.
Yeah, you see, that's why my life is interesting, because I don't remember anything.
It's like 50 first dates.
So, exactly. So I'm reliving my life every day.
It's all brand new every single day.
So in a nutshell, like, it would be as if I would name off all of the qualities that make a man attractive or whatever, or that would emotionally engage a woman, things that women look for. And then you would come up with creative ways to kind of like – it's like a textbook. And then you study these creative ways to kind of like lay lines and kind of emotionally lead her on this journey to become attracted to you. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there's no – and the reason that – I mean, it does it will work briefly at a bar while both of you are drunk. But pickup artistry is much more for I'm going to fuck this girl. That's what pickup artistry –
for hookups.
Yeah, and it teaches guys to, you know, and it the way it's marketed, it appeals very, very much to a nerdy community, kind of the guys that didn't get anywhere, you know, and it basically teaches anyone can make any girl attracted to him. And that's true, you know, but there's a lot of developmental aspects there. So my program is different in that I teach guys to become those things, and so they'll exhibit those qualities naturally.
Right.
And then, yeah, there are some tricks of the trade, but for the most part, like, memorizing how to pretend to be the guy that girl wants isn't going to get you anywhere, but maybe a one-night stand if you're fucking lucky and she's really drunk and she's like, I don't know why I'm attracted to this guy. Okay, I'm going to fuck him tonight. And then what's worse is you see the girls that these guys are talking about, and they're like, oh, yeah, I fucked 10 last. Or you see these – because, I mean, I'm in a lot of the pickup artist forums, and you'll see the pictures of these guys with these chicks on their arms, and they're like – they're all proud, and they, you know, they got that smirk. And I'm sitting here looking at them like, I wouldn't fuck her with your dick. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're a pickup artist? That's so cute that you're getting laid. Quality over quantity, please.
Right, there you go. So we're talking to Jared Zavistowski. He's got the show Modern Male Radio here, presented in video every Thursday at 8. And you also wrote a book. You published at least one that I know of. Tell us a little bit about it.
I've written 5 books. I wrote them all, and then I decided to get a platform going where I actually had a fan base before I kept publishing books. And nobody, like, who's going to buy your book? Like, what, your fucking 500 Facebook friends? I mean, writing a book.
Not necessarily, you know. I mean, the thing is that I think your book is packaged nicely. I think it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's informative. Why wouldn't anybody buy it if... Yeah, I mean, look, no, the thing is, you need some luck too. Oh, the other books, okay.
Yeah, because each book is based off of a brand idea. So Modern Male, The Modern Female, I'm actually going to start writing The Woman's Guide to Dating here shortly.
Oh, wow, then Jen's
yes. Once you write it, you'll come on my show.
Maybe awesome. You'll be consultant.
I could be a consultant for you.
That'd be awesome.
I have lots to say. I have a radio show. I don't know if you heard.
I would love to hear about
him.
It.
I told him.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, aside from all the other books, yeah, I did write Modern Male, Methodology of the Modern Male. Methodology means, like, way of or method. And people are like, what the fuck is methodology doing? I'm like, well, you're definitely not going to read the book now.
Comes from the word method.
Yeah, right. like the way of. I should put Tao of Modern Male, and people would have been like, what the fuck does Tao mean?
Is that a club?
But you branded it nicely, and whoever can't read it, the hell with it.
Well, I mean, my philosophy has always been, like, do everything in your power to make your stuff the best it can possibly be. So not only is the content good, but the presentation's good. And a lot of guys scrap presentation, like, oh, I don't give a fuck, you know, chicks don't care, and da-da-da. No, chicks care.
Oh, we care.
Yeah.
We care.
A lot.
And guys kind of tend to have this tendency. And see, we're like, well, I don't care, so no one cares. And if I don't care, I'm making it not matter. And it's like, no, you're just exhibiting other qualities. Like, the fact that you don't care about that kind of extends in all these other different things. So you're not self-conscious. You're not a lot of the things that would turn a woman off. So a girl will stay with you, but those qualities are simply outweighing the bad qualities. So it's like, why even have those bad qualities? Get it to 100%. You know, make yourself the best human being you could be. Dress nice. You know, treat women with respect. There's so many different things. And the book is illustrated. So we put over 150 different pictures in there because we knew guys would be reading it.
They need visuals.
Oh, that's
right?
Cute.
Yeah, and then we chunked the information down. So it's literally like, you know, they're big letters. It's very bright, and there's just a lot to look at. It's very visually appealing.
No, yeah, it's visually very appealing.
That makes sense for men. Mm-hmm. That's your jam, right? Like, you guys are visual.
It's true, yeah, and we judge book by its cover sometimes.
Lovely, and very impressive qualities, gentlemen.
Well, and it's
I'm telling you, men are so simple.
I'm aware.
You have to understand. Oh, men are very simple. We're not complicated.
You know that women are actually quite simple too.
Yeah,
they are.
I've come to learn this. Women can be they're more complicated than men, because if men were like math, women are like music. And
which is so lovely.
How poetic.
Yeah.
Men are very 1, 2, duh, 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 duh. You know, it's here, and then it's here, and then it's stacked on top of this, and it's very singular. Whereas women bleed through the numbers into music. I mean, and it's funny, because I guess math relates to music in some way. I don't know where I heard that.
Tempo?
A lot of things.
Counting.
A lot of things are related to math with music. That's another whole show.
Women and women have you know, a spectrum, and it's funny because I grew up with women. I grew up with my mom, my sister, and then I also had bipolar, which is, you know, it's such an emotional thing that it's like I understand what it's like to be in a situation and have an adverse emotional reaction to something that was entirely unrelated. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why did I flip out just then? I don't know. Just, you know, my brain.
It happened.
Yeah,
this happened, and my brain said, yeah, and it was like, oh, wow, that sucked. So I think I understand women a little bit more. And the biggest thing that, you know, I think that we could do is try to understand it. I think guys, one of their biggest mistakes is thinking, oh, women are over there, and they're crazy, and there's no way I can comprehend that. Ask her, talk to her. I mean, I didn't – overnight, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, and just getting any girl I wanted. I had a few girlfriends that I was like, you know, I got, and then I opened up, and I'm like, okay, so what do you think about this? And it's not an insecure, like, oh, she doesn't like this, you know, I'm never going to be loved thing. It was just like a very pragmatic, hey, what do you think about this? Does this matter? And when I would do things, I was accustomed to watching people's reactions around my behavior anyway. Right. So when I would do that with women, it was like I would notice her react differently, and I'd be like, okay, so what did I do there? Well, what happened? What was that reaction? And women are so subtle, it's very hard to pick up on. Yeah. Guys are just oblivious to how they're affecting their environment or the women in it. And sometimes girls like that, but if he's doing it right, if he's doing it wrong, well, then there you go. That's why you'd end up buying a book.
Yeah.
Sorry, I went on kind of a rant there.
No, that's fine. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, you're going to have your show today. Let's just promote that. An hour after we're done here.
At 12.
At 12. It's 12 Pacific, for those of you who are not sure. And it's called It's Complicated. What are you guys, can you give us a little preview of what you guys are going to talk about today?
We have a director coming on named Andre LaDon. He does music videos and photography and all kinds of things. Mm. He's worked with Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about visually things that he sees and what's sexy, because he does also like other like rap music videos and things like that. And what we find sexy. Mm-hmm. And also things that we've learned in our 30s.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah. No, it sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And it's funny because people don't realize just how much can be associated with dating. And one of the things when I had the show, when I started my show, was, you know, in the beginning, I brought on all these dating gurus and these people, these, like, you know, new thought people that were, you know, and nobody wanted to hear that. They didn't give a crap. But I brought a hot girl in and they're like, oh, I want to hear what she has to say. What is she like?
Right.
So that completely replaced the model of the show. People are like, oh, well, you bring all these fucking pretty girls on, you know, it must be nice. Like, you know, and I'm like, no, it's not an excuse. It's like our viewership went through the roof.
Right.
And now guys count on seeing really pretty girls. And I mean, in a nutshell, it's like I can bring on all these gurus talking about, you know, their different methods and their methodologies and da 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 da. But it's like, man, you go and you see, I mean, I'm not talking about the guests on my show, but some of the guests that I've wanted to bring on my show, you know, you go and you look at their profiles and stuff, and it's like they're not dating girls that I would consider. I wouldn't consider them. I wouldn't consider them quality. It's like you bagged the sloppiest drunk girl at the bar.
Yikes.
You poor thing. And you're doing this every night and you're proud of it. So I was like, I'm not going to go out there and do this. I wanted to invite the girls that guys get intimidated by.
Right.
The girls that have been hit on 1,000 times. I base it almost 90% off their following. Right. They're on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. They're a model. If they're getting constantly bombarded with guys that are trying to hit on them, that's the girl I want on the show.
Yeah, and it makes it very interesting, too, because people want to know.
Yeah,
you
so
know, guys,
we bring them on and we talk about a subject, and it's like, what is that? How does that affect you? Is that something that you're interested in? Or how would a guy get you? In a nutshell, how would a guy get you? How would a guy approach you? What do you like? What do you dislike? And I think that that's how I learned. I didn't learn by – I mean, I stabbed around in the dark for quite a bit, and then finally, I think I went and hit on a girl, and I was like, okay, fuck this. And I walked up to her afterwards, and I was like, what did I do wrong? Mm. What did I do wrong? And she was like, oh, da, da, da. And then, you know, you have to learn past that how to negotiate an honest answer, what questions to ask, and this and that. But, I mean, this is just the scientific method. It's not actually the scientific method, but it's just feedback.
Right. And I love that you bring that up, because we've talked about, you know, this on our show, the fact that I think dating apps are missing an element of feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it should be more like Uber or like Yelp. Mm-hmm. But, like, not forward-facing. It should only tell the person what you think. Like, you should say, yeah, I think you were great, but you were blacked out, and I don't want to date that guy. So
yeah, and it's funny. There is an app like that. It's called Lulu. And
yes,
you can rate guys based on...
But I think it should be a private experience. Like, if I went out with you and then, like, you thought we had a great night, and I'm like, I never want to see you again. I don't know why you keep calling. Please,
yeah,
pick up the hints that I'm giving. I would rather, instead of just giving hints at this point in my life, I want to be a responsible human and help people out.
Exactly.
That I would like to give feedback.
Exactly.
But I made the mistake one day of giving feedback over the radio show. I never said who the guy was. And I was actually talking about the fact that I think we should give feedback. And I, yeah, used him as an example. This was a Monday. I had that date on Friday. And he was listening.
Yep.
And he sent me some feedback after that.
See, here's the thing.
It wasn't pretty either.
No.
Men really aren't responsive to feedback. And there's two parts to this dynamic. A, women need to give more feedback. That's important. I think that women need to open up the playing field. And we need to find something that's socially acceptable for women to indicate whether they're interested or not.
Right.
And also a safe way for them to give constructive criticism. And the other thing is guys need to let girls know, and you know, in a confident manner, that they are open to constructive criticism and that they're open to feedback. Mm. And if those two dynamics shifted, we would find that, I mean, your percentile hit rate of, you know, going out on a date and actually getting the girl that you wanted would go through the roof.
Yeah, communication really helps everything.
It does, yeah. Right?
We were given mouths for a reason. Some of us don't use them.
So what do you think about all this? I mean, does he make some valid points?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So when everybody everybody needs to go to you and learn some tips and everything. So
Me, because I just say it. I'll tell you what works and doesn't work on our radio show too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't imagine a guy would come to you and be that vulnerable.
They can listen to our show.
That's true.
We'll tell you what two girls' opinions are on most things.
That's a huge reason why the radio show works so well as opposed to private coaching, because I do coaching as well, and a lot of guys, I mean, I get a lot of guys who are desperate, like they just broke up with their ex-girlfriend or their, you know, their wife or something like that, and they're just like, help me now. But almost the first words out of their mouth are, I can't believe I'm hiring a dating coach. Like, guys are really not open to that, and they don't take feedback well. And I think that the radio shows provide a medium where guys can kind of like silently sit there and
right. You can watch other people's experiences and learn from them.
That's true, yeah. No guy will admit, I need another guy to tell me how to pick up women.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I didn't have another guy tell me either. I use women, and that's the biggest thing. Like with when she said the book was or that I'm 100% right. I didn't base my ideas off of what I thought. This is accumulation of a shit ton of feedback that I've gotten over the years, and I've really went out and trial and tested, and not just like, oh, hey, I went out and tried to pick up 1,000 girls. There would be so many nights where I was out and I would go and I would end up having a conversation with a girl, and I would just kind of, we would talk about this stuff. And, you know, did it work? Didn't it work? Why? I really want to understand females. I want to understand women. And they're fascinating. They're really, at first, they're like an anomaly. It's just like, what is that? I don't know what that is. What are you? And then, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm this way and you're that way. And then it kind of graduates into, I understand women. And then it kind of graduates into, you're kind of odd. That's interesting. Okay, so you feel that way. And that, so when I, oh, wow. You know, and there's this really interesting dynamic that happens when you start to understand that there are these two pieces to a puzzle. They fit perfectly. They balance each other out, and they're meant to cling together. They're meant to stick together. And that concept to me is fascinating.
Really? So now let me ask you this, because we talked about this. Do you believe in soulmates? I mean, do you think people have like someone that they're like that completes them in many ways?
Oof! That, how much time we got left?
We have plenty of time. Go ahead.
Soulmates. So, I mean, that whole concept is a storybook idea for sure. I mean, that's where it came from. Having a soulmate, it's either storybook or derivative of, you know, some religious thing. I don't even think that that's ever talked about in any religious text about having a soulmate. Right. I want to believe it. I love the fairy tale thing. I grew up with Disney, you know, and a lot of the archetypes that I teach guys to follow are the Prince Charming archetypes and stuff. You get what you are, and we had a guest on the show recently who was talking about this. You attract what you are, and you know it's hard to talk about this without bringing in the metaphysics,
right? Exactly,
the laws of attraction, that kind of stuff.
Because that's what soul is. You know, it's not a physical thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but because Jen was talking about this on the show last week, and it was very interesting. You know that. This couple wrote a couple books, and I mean, they seem to be in love like crazy.
They are.
Right? Mm-hmm. How long have they been together?
13 years.
13 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it comes from, you know, you're going to attract what you are, and I think that people have a lot of issues that they're not working on. They kind of tuck them away. So they're attracting people that are like them, and they're like, oh, well, you know, outwardly, like, this is what I want, but inwardly, she's the same, so she's got all these issues, and then we keep... The only time I've ever met somebody on a playing field that I was like, I fucking... Like, it was when I was really, really working on myself, and it was when... I was extricating anything that didn't need to be there in my personality, in my life. And I was constantly, you know, growing and loving and pushing forward. And that's when I met somebody that was like, wow, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that I truly believe that you get what you want and you kind of get what you are. Mm-hmm. And if your life's, you know, a wreck, you're going to get that. If you're, you know, at this level, you're going to get that. If you're at this level, you're going to get that. If you're counterbalanced in some way, you're going to get something that's counterbalanced in the same way. Believing in soulmates, I want to believe that. I love that idea. It's so romantic. But from what I've seen, most 90% of it's just biological. Yeah. There's definitely the biology, and then there's a little bit more than that, though. Because I mean, it's undeniable that there is something more. We kind of all believe that there's something more. So there's that something more. There's that space between thoughts, that energy, that when you just go and you start to improv stuff, and it's funny because some of the best dates I've ever had were I just liked the girl so much that I allowed myself to open up, and the stuff that was coming out of my mouth, I never said to anybody before. It was just, I was so impressed. I was like, wow, you're good. Wow. You know, and those kind of people will bring it out of you, and good relationships grow. And I think that's the key there. So soulmate, I don't know if I believe in necessarily the concept of soulmate, maybe soulmates. But I think that where your soul is, you can definitely find a mate at that level.
Right. And that's what we were talking about. Yeah. There's probably more than one.
Only one in the world. I'm like, what if you just don't find them? Or what if they came and went and you're like, not you.
Yeah, thank God for Tinder,
soulmate.
I think that most, and this might sound a little negative, but I think that most people are a little less complex than they like to think they are. And I think that most people would be able to happily marry or happily have a relationship with many other people. I don't think that the spectrum of human development and human personality traits is that vast and expansive to where it's like, oh, I met my soulmate. Well, it's like, no, that wouldn't be anybody else's soulmate. Like, that's good for you. But then there are 1,000 other people that are like that at that level that would have been great. That would have been a perfect little fit. You know, so and it's funny because a lot of people end up associating their development with soulmate. She's like me. I grew up this way. But once you start examining your own development and you start, sort of reshaping and reforming sociological constructs that you've grown up with, because a lot of people, they end up with all of these different constructs. They have no idea where they came from. They just developed this way. And then they have to meet somebody that's like them in that way. They grew up the same way or can relate to them. And once you realize that you're like that, and that all people are like that, and you start to disassemble those constructs and you recreate yourself as to how you would want to be, then you free yourself up to date anyone. And it's really interesting to see, because I've obviously had plenty of experience in dating, and it's interesting to see that, you know, I've met girls who had these qualities, but you know, there were these other qualities and these other girls that they didn't have, but each one kind of like outweighed, you know. It was really, really interesting to see, you know, this one's strongest quality wasn't even present in this one, but this one had all of these other qualities, and it's just like, wow.
So how do you pick?
And it's funny because I think that's how women think when they're talking because I listen to my mom when she talks about dating, and she'll be sitting there and she'll be like, well, you know, he's like this, but then he's got this, and da 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 and da da da, and I'm like, are you weighing him out like a statistics course? Like guys are like, fuck, I love her. I don't know why, but I fucking love her.
Right.
And women are like, well, you know, he does have this, but you know, he's got this problem, but you know, I think we could work on that. And they weigh everything.
I totally do. I have conversations like this daily. My drive here is filled with my girlfriend conversations. Like, we just all talk about this stuff.
Whoa. Yeah, and it's funny because I got on Tinder about a year ago just to like try it out, because everybody was asking me like, do you coach on Tinder, do you know how to, and I'm like, fuck online dating. Like, I was very, very much against online dating, because I think that it kills the social skills that you need.
Absolutely.
And honestly, like, my like, any girl that I've ever met on Tinder that I was like, okay, I'm kind of interested, I basically send her my phone number and be like, this is stupid. And be like, oh, well, you could be weird. And I'm like, well, then you're weird for thinking that, because I'm not weird. And you can Google me. You can fucking, like, literally, all it would take was like, oh, yeah, let me fucking Google this guy. But they don't want to put in that much effort. Fine. I'm not going to go on a rant about this. But, and I know a lot of women don't support this. Women have said this to me. They're like, you know, I wouldn't really respond to a phone call immediately. But that's the fastest way to make a girl like you. To go from an app where there's absolutely no chemistry. Everything's lost over text. She's literally, your face value, you're a sticker. You know, you're a sticker on a package. And then you go to text messaging where you can start to throw in emojis and all this other stuff. But it's like, you know, not a lot of guys are socially adept enough to create charm through text messages.
God, no. And I literally will just stop responding to people that, like, offend my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
They verbally offend my phone. And I'm just like, I can't, I don't know what to do with you. And what I want to say is, like, instructions to, like, teach you to be a better whatever you are. But I don't, well, then guys, I don't have the time for that.
Yeah, but then guys would respond defensively anyways. Because they don't know what it is. Yeah. So they'll be like, oh, well, fuck you then.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got those.
But when you're, you know, when guys are texting and stuff and they're, you know, they're going through all of these, it's like you less is more. Like, it's funny because I'm actually writing a text dating guide right now.
Smart.
And I'm teaching guys how to be charming and how to kind of pivot off of the different things that she's saying. But I mean, it doesn't take me a while anymore, but like you have to put some serious thought into that. And I think that a guy that was so far below that, like he'd never even, like the concepts that I'm talking about were so out of his radar. Like, how in the world would he ever think, like, oh, what could I say to her that would be socially acceptable and also funny and charming? And how could I lead her into this? And da 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 da. And like, so basically, your options are be a total creep and perv or be completely boring, you know? And that, those are the two options. And that sucks. So it's like if you're, it's funny because I have girlfriends who have Tinder, and I've went on their Tinders to see what the guys look like and what they're doing on their profiles and stuff. And there are a lot of like really good looking guys on Tinder. So what used to be like, hey, I'm at a disadvantage, but I can go on Tinder, is now like all these fucking model dudes are out there, just, you know, especially in LA, you know, they're on there. But it's funny because I've talked to a lot of girls about this. And like, oh no, he's too good looking. He's too good. No. He's not. Or he looks like he spends way too much time in the gym. Yeah. Or this or that. And it's just funny. Like,
a man would never say she's too good looking. I mean, what's that all about?
You know, you said in the beginning of the show that a guy would say that and then not even attempt anything because he's afraid of how good looking she is or whatever.
No, but he wouldn't say she's too. Oh, you mean from that perspective? Okay.
It's basically the equal and opposite. I mean, realistically, he's too good looking. But if he hit on her and she found that he actually was like super awesome, then she'd be like, okay, well, you know, you won me over. But she'd fight it. She'd fucking fight it for
that's all.
That's a good chase. But then guys, you know, he would sit there and be like, oh, well, I'm not good enough for that girl. I can't get that girl. But if he was put in the same room with her, he'd start trying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you got so many different factors. Like, she's beautiful. She walked in, but she's not alone. There are guys, like, and even guys that have already been in the friend zone are kind of sitting there, kind of putting their mark on her, on the territory, walking up and saying hi, and, you know, da 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 da. And everybody wants a piece of that. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting here going, I don't even know this girl. How am I going to get a piece of that?
Right,
you know, how exactly. am I going to get a second of her time? Yeah. And you've literally got fucking 5 seconds,
right?
You know, and your body language has to be correct, your vocal tempo has to be correct, the stuff that you say has to be funny and charming, and then you also have to predict that she's even receptive at that moment, because there could be shit going on, her brain could be in 100 different spots, right. She could have a boyfriend, like,
it's exactly, and that's the thing,
I mean, she might not be able to dance at that exact moment.
Yeah,
just might not.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And she could be married, she could be attached, you know, and that's the thing. So you see, just what he described, that's a lot of anxiety, you know?
Oh, I get it. But also, you have to just deal with it and do it.
Well, yeah, you don't have a choice.
Do you want the person or not?
Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time, Jared. Go ahead, tell people how they can find you, how they can get a hold of you.
You can find me at modernmailinc.com, modernmailinc.com/radio. You can find me at methodologyofthemodernmail.com. You can find my book online. I mean, you can pretty much just Google my name and everything comes up. But yeah, Modern Mail is we're the number one Google for Modern Mail. So nice. Yeah, we did some really serious SEO work for the website, and I mean, I'm fucking 8 pages deep on Google, and I did that. I did that. You can buy the book on Amazon. We did a revision of the book. I just haven't republished it yet. But that is on that will be coming out soon. It's just got – there's just some typos and stuff, a little bit of added information here and there. But for the most part, it's the same book. There were a ton of typos in the first version. We published it prematurely because –
Yeah, and then people don't take it seriously. You really have to watch that.
Yeah, so there was that. There will be a new version of the book. But if you want the book now, it's great. I mean, like I said, it's only a few typos. And then you can find me on my website. I do private coaching, and I do relationship counseling. I do pretty much anything. I've helped guys get their girlfriends back. I've helped girls get their boyfriends back. And that's easy because I understand guys.
Should we want them back, though?
No.
Let's leave that for the next show, folks. We have to run out, Jared.
Awesome. Jared, and you can find my radio show on LA Talk Radio on Thursday nights at 8 p.m.
There you go. Jared, thank you so much for joining us, man. You're awesome. A lot of fun. You'll have to come back anytime.
Hey, I'm always here. I work for you.
All right, everybody. And don't forget Jen's show in about an hour from now. And Jen, have a great time.
Thank you.
At the wedding and everything.
Thanks.
And take pictures, and I'm sure you will.
Yep.
And we'll see everybody back on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.